Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined by Mary Hernandez and Dan Drake Bossy. How are you ladies this evening?
We are doing great. It's great to have you back, Liz.
I know.
Yeah, Liz,
it's
nice to hear your voice again.
Yes.
Hello.
I miss
nice
you.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I miss you too. So DC and Catherine, who I know has been subbing or popping on with us, I know they can't be here this evening, so I will tell you a little bit about them. I'll tell you a little bit about DC. Mary, I'll let you tell everyone about Catherine. DC Love is an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, and a dream interpreter. She channels and brings forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, the Mother Mary, and the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, who we all love, and Joan Rivers as well, who brings a little life to our show. She's also a Reiki master in the Yasui Sanheim, and you can find DC Love on Facebook at DC Love. Let you know about myself. I'm Liz Pfister. I am a intuitive, a empath. I do a card readings. I'm an ordained minister, a Reiki practitioner, a card deck creator, a radio show host, meditation coach, and I also own a holistic center. So it's just a couple things that I do. but you can find me on Facebook. I'm going to have you go to our business page at River Maven 77. Every Tuesday evening, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation that I do. So it's every Tuesday from 7 Eastern till 8. And this evening, I brought with me one of my bowls. This is actually a Tibetan brass bowl that I bought especially for us here on Wednesday. So I brought that to share with us this evening. How does that sound, ladies?
I can't wait.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's all take a nice big deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose, filling up your chest and your belly full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth. So you let all the air out of your body. And go ahead and take another deep breath in, like we did before, and let the tension out. Maybe shake your shoulders a little bit, move your head side to side, and focus in right on your core, right in the heart center of yourself.
Wow, that was beautiful, Liz. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. It's not quite as loud as a crystal, but it's such a beautiful sound. It's, I hope that you feel the vibration where you are because it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, I just went. Really, I just went right into it. I didn't want to come out.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I know. I felt it too, Jan. I was like sucked right in. I was like, yeah. Here we are. almost grounded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about you?
Okay, thank you. I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.wefindourway.com. I like to do animal totems. I actually see the animals around people in my mind's eyes mostly. I have seen them out in the world too in spirit, but that doesn't happen all the time. They come in for me, for everyone too. I mean, not just me. Everyone can see them actually. you just have to close your eyes and ask for them to show up, and they will. They are around us, and they give messages, and they are like spirit guides. They're our guides. They're actually around us, animals, and they're miraculous. They help us. They guide us, and they can do so many amazing things. So I really work with those a lot, and then I love sharing poetry, and I usually share the poetry in my readings that I give, and also just I share them online a lot, all over the place. I'm sending them to musicians. I want to make songs out of them someday if possible. I have worked with music before. I've been in music all my life, actually, as a dancer, and I was in choir, and so it's very much a part of me to be musical, and I was hoping that maybe I could work with words and music, so try something else. And also, I love to work with predictions. That's something that I've been doing now for several years, many years, actually, and so that's something. And then we have a group here on our page for Sacred Embers. It's a private group for the missing persons and crime work that we work on. So we have a lot going on in this group, and we have a lot to do, and so that's what I'm doing.
Busy, busy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, Jen,
as you
were saying that you wanted to work with musicians, I just, like, my right ear started, like, I heard, like, a high-pitched, so, yes, you will be. And you're putting
really?
It out there, right, into the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Just what we put our
yes,
minds in, right? Because we create our future, you know? Like, I keep saying thoughts become things, right? Whatever we think about is
uh-huh.
what we're bringing into our lives.
Yes.
You know, I've been mindful to watch what I say, when I say it. You know, it's just, you know, even being a light worker, we have to attach ourselves, you know, and say, get back in touch, you know? So,
yeah,
you know, because I've noticed myself, you know, sometimes slipping, and I'm like, nope, you can't lift. Clear, cancel, and release that, and then let's think another thought. So,
absolutely.
I've been doing a lot of I am affirmations. Like, I'm listening again to Louise Hay and Joe Dispenza. I mean, I've just been, like, on a learning curve, you know, just, like, absorbing everything so that I can, you know, help others through what, you know, through what I've learned, and I'm doing that. I've got like a couple of people that I'm helping at the moment, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm sorry, I just started talking without like introducing myself. This is Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath. I communicate with spirit. I receive channeled messages from Mother Mary, Jesus, sometimes the Pleiadians. Our star family. I'm also and also from spirit and the angels. I'm also a Reiki master and an ordained minister. And you know, I book different types of readings online. The one that I love the most, I mean, besides helping others and coaching, is the numerology reading. I mean, for those of you that don't know what that is, It can uncover your destiny and life purpose. So it's the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. It also gives you a time range when you're working on your karma, like your age, or whether or not you've passed it, right? So if it tells you you're at 45, you worked out your karma, then, you know, you're safe if you're 50. So, it's really great. It's a really great reading, very, very detailed, many pages to it. And you also get like a reading, a whole month, a whole year of, you know, what you can expect month by month based on your birthday. So it's really great. And then, You could book a session with me at www.theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then I'll say a little bit about Catherine. She's an intuitive empath, just like we are. She receives messages from spirit, and she's also a card reader. And both Catherine and I are starting a show on Mondays, coming soon. Hopefully by next month, we'll have it up and running. Also at 7 p.m., but that one will go for an hour, and that's all things the bridge between spirituality. So I like that one. Also, as far as, you know, talking about everything spiritual, you know, and helping people bring out their gifts as well. So I'm speaking everything about everything. So it's really a great show coming up, and I'm so excited. And then let's see. I'm trying to pick out a card for the collective, as I normally do. I picked out the Angel book. And so amazing, the card that fell out just now is Ask and Receive. Wow, how appropriate, right? That as I've been saying, you know, and we always should ask for what we want, you know, and put it out in the universe like we already have it. Not thinking lack, but saying I'm already whatever it is that you want to be. So, I'll post that on the website. It's so beautiful, on the Sacred Embers, for everyone to view.
I wanted to share, Mary.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is Liz. I wanted to share with you. So Jan, when Mary said, "Oh, I got the ringing in my ear about you working with musicians," as you were saying it, I had like this butterflies in my stomach, and I thought, "Oh," and as you were saying that, I thought I felt that way just because, you know, I was excited for you in saying it. But when Mary said it again, I got this, and I was like, oh, it's not me. This is so, I think you got good things coming too soon. I wanted to share that. And Mary,
that's incredible.
My daily card pull today actually lines up with that message as well. I was just trying to pull it up. It's about, you know, falling into the universe, relying on the universe, trusting that it's going to take care of you and support you. It's definitely the theme, the messages of what we're getting, you know, right now in the world, right? Everything is shifting. People are acting differently, behaving differently. We're all confused about what's going on a lot of the time and feeling unsure after the last couple of years. And we're just getting that theme that, like, you know, go back to tapping into faith, right, and trusting and knowing that everything's going to be okay. Like, you know, awaken, follow the flow, stay there. This was the card I pulled was always trust the direction of the universe and know I'm being guided. I always trust the direction of the universe and know that I'm being guided. So, you know, that's the messages just line right up because that's where the collective is. We've got to start to lean into that faith and just trust everything's going to be okay.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
That is beautiful, Liz, because that's exactly how it is, right? It's letting go and letting God. You know, it's just putting it out into the universe and then letting it go. You know, you already put you put it out there, and that's it. You know, and we're going through a mass ascension, right? The whole entire universe is. It's just like a mass awakening of people that have been, you know, asleep and are now, you know, realizing who they are, who they truly always was, but, you know, because of, what we learned, you know, just kind of like changed, you know, our experiences and what kind of go on. But yeah. Want me to read the message here. It says, "You may feel that your prayers aren't being heard, but this isn't true. Angels have heard you and are suggesting you take time to assess where in your work or relationship you may be creating barriers to success. When you are open to seeing and doing things differently, you will experience the answers and miracles you need. You are being encouraged to pray from a space of gratitude now. When you focus on what you are grateful for, you align your energy with the direction. Heaven is encouraging you to welcome support in all areas of your life. So, you know, like I speak a lot in my Facebook account of gratitude, right? We must be grateful every day for everything.
Yeah.
For the breath that we take every morning. Like from morning to night, I'm always grateful. Like today I was out by the pool and just looking at the sky and just listening to the birds, and I was just like, thank you. And then I saw... And in the clouds, I saw Jesus. I saw my dad in spirit. I saw my mom, my grandma in spirit. And then I saw a dog. So it was just so magical. And I just kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, thank you, bring me more. Like, I just saw so much. And then all I saw was heart-shaped clouds, you know. And it's just so much love out there. And, you know, it's just... It's just so beautiful to tap into that. And today it's so funny because I was having breakfast with my grandson who's staying with me, you know, for the summer. And he's always telling me I'm always taking pictures, right? And then, you know, I listened to Kyle Gray on Instagram, and he says, you know, don't take pictures. Like, take in the moment. Like, experience it. Feel it. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a picture taker because I love the memory and I love to mirror images and see what it brings through. But at the same time today, I took it all in and it was just as magical than having a picture.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, yeah, you can leave your phone at home and take a walk and still experience beautiful and just still have it in your mind.
Yeah.
So beautiful, you know, so... It was
so
amazing.
True.
Yeah.
I know 2 years ago, my son was graduating from high school in 2020, right? And the year went off the rockers, as we all know. And so it was, you know, he was upset. Kids weren't happy. They missed a lot of their milestone things that you get to do when you're a senior in high school, right? And as parents, like, we were navigating this new territory, too. So we weren't really the best support because we didn't know what we were doing. And, but, you know, the day of his graduation, it was so, I volunteered in the classroom since he was in preschool. I knew most of the kids in his class. We have a very small community here, so his graduating class had like 120 kids. I knew probably 90 of them very well. And, but we had to split up and do it in groups of 20 kids because you could only have so many people, right? So 20 kids at a time by the alphabet. So we only got to see this small section of students. And I remember sitting there on the bleachers, Garcia's dad and I, and him, you know, he's up, he's the next one, and I'm watching, and I'm so intent. And I'm a picture taker. I take pictures of everything. I was so in that moment in there, watching him get calls, get his diploma, what they said, and walk away, that I didn't realize he was walking away. I said, oh, I didn't get a picture. I wasn't even ready to get a picture. So thank God the school hires a professional photographer to do that. And they send her one because I was so there. But you know what? That's exactly what you're saying, Mary. That moment is so ingrained in my brain. It is a photograph. Like I remember every detail of that because I was there. I was present. And it's so magical. It's so, so magical.
I'm glad that Kyle Gray reminded me of that today, you know, on his post on Instagram today, because I'm such a picture taker, you know, but it was just amazing just to take in and not have, you know, to be zooming and taking pictures. It was just magical. So and speaking of magical, so, you know, Liz, you haven't been on the show, but I've been taking a Tuesday meditation on with Igor Dalibov from Alignment of Light every Tuesday. And I just want to say what I experienced yesterday was just amazing, magical. I mean, it's I felt the Pleiadians give me so much love that I cried in my meditation because of all the love I received from them. And I always thought I was a Syrian, but, you know, I may have been in other lifetime a Syrian, but like when the Pleiadians show up for me through the meditations with Igor, it's just like either there's so much energy coming through me, like powerful energy, and or, you know, lots of emotions because of the love that they emanate or they give me, that it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say, you know, like every Tuesday he's on and it's just magical. And I know Jan also was on, and Catherine loves Igor. I mean, his meditations are like amazing. So, I did share it on my Facebook, I believe, but it's every Tuesday at 9:30 p.m.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah.
Huh. It's funny that you mentioned the Palladians, Mary, because this year I do, you know, the first New Year's, I do a meditation right about the year, like what am I going to get, what am I going to know, and I found out that I was in Atlanta, and I was like, oh, this is the first time this came up for me, and so I've had little tidbits, you know, throughout the year about different parts of that, and I'm like, it's very interesting when you connect with that other lifetime in that other dimension, or, you know, however you want to say it. It's interesting, and you want to know more, and it's just wild.
Did you say Atlantis, Liz?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yes, that's a home of mine. That's one of a place for me too.
Yes, I just found out this year. I have been there as well. And I should know because I've spent a lot of time. You know, the ocean is my. I love the ocean. I love to be near there. I actually went to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas a few years ago.
You did.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I'm like, oh, and none of this even was anywhere in my, you know, realm of thinking at that time. It's just so funny
how
things come around.
Yeah.
It is. I know. Do you mind if I just tell a little story about it? Do we have time?
Yes. No.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, when I was in college in the 80s, I was in the dance room, and I started getting these visions while I was rehearsing and hearing music and stuff. And I thought, God, you know, maybe I'm just overworked, because we really rehearsed a lot, and I was going to school and working and all that. But it was happening. It started happening every single day, where I would hear this music, and then I would see visually a place. I would actually see this place. And I wasn't doing any psychic work back then. But so I just, you know, let it happen. I just, you know, listened to the music. And then I started choreographing dances there and sort of going along with the music a little bit, because it had flutes and drums. And I'll try to not make it too long. I went to Reno later and was doing a show there, and then I swear to God, the same vision kept coming to me over and over and over, and I thought, oh my God, because I thought maybe it was where I was in Oregon. I was just overworked over there, and then at Hello Hollywood, I got to sort of take a break, and I was rehearsing in between shows, and the same thing happened. So I thought, no, this is really happening. So I just started choreographing a piece to the music that I was listening to, actually. And then, long story short, I went to the Bahamas. I got the producer. Anyway, he wanted me to be in the show. So I took the job, and I didn't know anything about the Bahamas. I didn't know anything. I just went because it felt okay to go, and I went. And that's where I choreographed this number and this music. Our lead musician there, singer, made a piece of music to the music that I was listening to in my mind. He actually made music from that and we did a little show on our own. But I did, and it all worked out very beautifully. And I just had such an intense experience in the Bahamas. I loved it there. I really loved it there. And years later, this is like years later, 15 years later, I find out, I don't even connect the dots. I find out that the Bahamas, that Atlantis is underneath the Bahamas in the ocean. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Never in my my wildest, never knew. And
yeah.
The visions I was seeing was an exotic place, and I post these pictures all the time now, and I'll say Atlantis-like. And that's why I do it, because this is what I'm seeing in my vision. I'm seeing these places. This is what they look like.
Yeah.
It's tropical, and it's beautiful, and there's animals, and there's waterfalls, and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I just never knew that. And then I found out from one of my teachers, Jethro, that I used to live in Atlantis, and he was my dad and all this stuff. And then I find out from Alana that I used to live in Atlantis. And so the story goes on, and I just know it because I saw it, you know what I mean? And I could hear it.
Yeah.
And so when you said Atlantis, I'm just like, oh, my God, that's my home.
It's so crazy. Because I didn't know anything about it either, Jan, when I went to the Bahamas. I just went, some of my family members, we got together, we went on a cruise together, I loved it there. I'm like, this is like, and it felt familiar, and I didn't, at that time, I wasn't even doing any intuitive work either. So, same place as you, I feel, really, and I was like, wow, like how, you know, this just feels like I felt like I belonged there, even though I was totally out of my element. I'm not a big traveler, so I don't know. You know, when I'm somewhere else, it's sometimes a little nerve-wracking for me. But I just felt so comfortable there and safe and, like, at home. And, like, I knew the place. Like, I had been there,
That's how I felt, too.
It's so funny.
That's how I felt.
How things pull through from other lifetimes.
Isn't that interesting? And it makes you realize, I also found my one of my dogs there, one of my beloved dogs. I brought him home, Muxie. He was just reconnected, and I just loved him so much. He was our dog. I used to bring him into work after work sometimes, or in. But I don't know how I got him into work, but he was just at work sometimes, and it wasn't allowed. What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't, and it makes you realize that this past life thing is not a hoax. I mean, I know that people don't believe in it, and I know that it's scary to think about, and it's like, oh, that can't be true, past lives, but why am I seeing all this stuff? Why is all this stuff lining up? Why is, you know what I mean?
Right.
And with, and you talk, So anyway.
It's so amazing.
I agree. The people that still poo-poo it, it's, you know, you're like, hey, how do you explain all of these things? Like, it's not all science, you know. Some of it is just unexplainable. It just is.
Well, that is. That's what it is, you know. And unless I'm just completely whacked out and I'm just seeing visions, but, you know, I didn't want to see those visions. They just appeared, and they appeared even in the next job that I had, and they kept appearing in the next job that I went to, and on and on, and it was the same, and I still see it. I still see the same place still today. So it's a reoccurring thing. It's just there. And then now I've, talked to other people about Atlantis, and it all lines up, and it's everything that I have felt about it, that's what they describe it as also. And the crystals, I love crystals. Atlantis was known for crystals and healers. They had healers there and people doing the work that we're doing, you know. So anyway,
absolutely.
I'm so glad that you talked about it. Yeah,
that was
too
beautiful.
Many of us. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jan, do you want to share your poem?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Sure do. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to close my eyes because I usually take me into, like, this trance.
Well, these poems, these aren't the normal poems that I usually work with. I found this batch in another area, and they're not as – they're kind of they're just kind of – they're not as spiritual maybe or not – they're a different type of spiritual. So, but I just thought I'd wanted to just do something a little bit different. So anyway, I hope it's okay.
Yeah.
This one's – all right, thanks. This is called With Diamonds in My Eyes. Nothing is mine. None of it belongs to me. But I try to take responsibility for all of it with all of my heart, but it gets taken from me. I can never say it was mine, any of it, or anything. It seems I keep trying to, any of it. I ask my God, my higher self, my spirit, the universe, keep showing me that nothing is mine as I search with diamonds in my eyes. And this one's called Wild Woman. And it goes, Wild Woman, don't disappear in the woods of trouble. There that had brought a fierce tear. Had you chose your fate or did it choose you? Wild Woman of heart and spirit, it wasn't your fault. There wasn't anything you could do. You gained back your momentum. You would not live to fear it. And this one's called A Miracle to Behold. Step out of your comfort zone, a time to grow. Take a chance, let go, give it a go. New beginnings, releasing the old. Dare to stretch and breathe deeply for a miracle to behold. And this one's called Magic. Sometimes we are held just by strings of our faith, pulled along by wings of prayer while we touch magic and believe in our dreams. And this one's called A Little Dangerous Part 2. No, it's called A Little Dangerous 2 Part 2. And it goes, As she had become tragic and scary, she was equally as soft and gentle. She was living on the balance and dying off the excess, trying to make sense of her fragments and loving the people she knew. Each a rose attached to her being. She was an enigma to them and a little dangerous too. And then this one's called Our Friends. Our friends, we grow our wings and make journeys with them in life. We fly together along the way. We help one another to let go of strife. We are many hands that we hold, jazz hands, courageous hands, sad hands, happy hands, from young to old. And this one's called Grief. When your world has been shaken and there's nothing else you can do and there's nothing else you can feel, remember to look forward to a new life. It is real. Take your pain and sorrow to another place. Let it go. Don't look back. Go to tomorrow. And this doesn't have a name. And it goes, Radiant Lord, like rubies and sapphires, shining so brilliantly it never tires. Omnipresent Lord, awesome and kind, never-ending love for body and mind. Grand God, tirelessly forgiving, forever compassionate, giving miracles to the living. And this one goes, this is called The Rain. Kiki's trying to sit on my poems here. The Rain. I love the rain and its majestic symphony of droplets upon me. In times of silence, I am balanced, I can see. I love how the rain feels like teardrops that blend in with my own. I am protected in its blanket of water. I am free. And this one's called Get Off the Complain Train. Get off the complain train and get on the soul train, traveling at the speed of angels, making its way to heavenly town and doing this without a frown. Check out Forgiveness Lane with no bitterness drive, or that one street called No Longer in Pain, or the other one called I Am So Grateful to Be Alive. And how about that little town and stop in called I'm Happy and Free, where they serve fresh coffee and pie topped with joy and laughter regularly. Or check out that park called My New Life Starts Now. Colorful flowers, delighting scents. We're going to be okay. Get ready. Pow! That's so corny, but I like it. Her sword, a thousand tears. Her sword is for patience, understanding, overcoming hurt of a thousand tears for many losses. Unbreak her heart. She is fragile. She is fierce. She is pain. She is light. She is ready. And that's that.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice, Jan. You know, but I think it's important people know that, you know, the spiritual journey is not all roses and unicorns, right? Like, there's hard, yucky stuff you have to do sometimes. And sometimes it's not pleasant. Sometimes you do get angry or sad or upset about things. And it's not that you can't because you're spiritual. I think you do more so because you are spiritual and you feel it, you know, you have a deeper understanding and more compassion for people. But, you know, there's things that you have to clear from your past. I mean, I'm sure all of us have something that was, you know, a traumatic experience that contributed to something, you know, that we didn't know for a long time. You know, we all do healing. We all, you know, we didn't just come here like, oh, this is how we are. We, you know, la, la, la. We all did work, right? We were in bad places. So I think it's important for people to know that too. It's not just, you know, and it doesn't happen in the snap of your fingers, right? You have to put in the work and you have to do this stuff. You have to feel the icky feelings so that you can, you know, so you know how to get rid of them, so that you know that you've felt them and you can release them because they've satisfied the need. You don't have to carry them around with you. And that's
right.
The misconception that we learn, right? So, you know, we've all gone through that, that nasty, unhappy part of life, and we're able to come through the other side. So anybody can too. And, you know, I just think people should know that because I think a lot of people have the misconception that we just, this is how we've always been and we don't have any problems or worries and we've never been, you know, sad or unhappy. And that's not true. We've all had times when life wasn't wonderful or we didn't feel it was wonderful. We had to figure out what was the problem and fix it and heal it and, you know, sometimes adjust ourselves. But that's what we're here to do. So.
Yeah,
wow,
that's so well said. Thank you, Liz.
That was well
You're
said. I just got a tingle. I got tingled on that one because, you know, obviously we all have releasing to do, right? And recently, a couple of months ago, you know, I had a lot of releasing to do, which I thought I'd released. But, you know, I worked with DC and you know, I was able to recover after 8 weeks, you know, of doing lots of releasing, lots of healing. You know, and it has to do a lot with you, right? Putting in your work, putting in that time and effort for yourself to heal yourself, right? Because before we heal others, we need to heal ourselves. So, you know, it's just key, just putting in the work, you yourself, you know, like I could give advice to so many people, but if you don't do the work, you know, it's really hard, right? I'll continue reiterating it and, you know, I put in the work and I recovered after 8 weeks, you know, and I was told that I needed surgery and I opted to go the holistic way and worked with DC and, you know, with Jen, also listening to Liz's singing bowls on Tuesday, and Catherine helped me. I mean, a couple of the team members will also send, you know, lots of healing to me as well. But, you know, it has to do with you first, right? Being, wanting to be healed and understanding what's going on and what is it that you need to release, right? Because there's so much from our childhood we need to release that a lot of us don't realize, right? But if doing inner child work, again, it's really important, you know. That's been key too, you know, in my healing as well. So I just wanted to reiterate what you said, Liz. That was beautiful, beautifully said.
Oh, thank you. I just, you know, it's important because I think people, you know, they misunderstand that maybe there are some people out there that have come to this world and always been happy and, you know, been in this place where we're at. But, you know, most of us, we've had to work to get here, and it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't realize the moments in your childhood that did have profound effects on you. I know, you know, when I've done, you know, my own work, and I still have them come up, I'll remember these moments, and I think to myself, why am I remembering that? Because even, you know, I may have recalled it and didn't think it was any significant impact, but then as you kind of sit in it and dissect it, you know, from this new vantage point that you opened yourself up to, you're like, oh, wait, I do see where that had some effect on me. That caused me to have these beliefs or this thought process. And it's kind of eye-opening.
Yeah.
So it becomes, after you get through the icky part and you're in a better place, then it becomes really fascinating, the things that have, you know, had these profound, these moments in your life that just had these profound effects that you didn't even realize how potent they were at that time. So it's pretty interesting, I say. It's worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. Ladies, are you guys ready to pick up some callers? Because I know they've been patiently waiting for us. It's like, and the lights are like lit up over here on my end. So are you ladies ready?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Okay. I am.
So we're going to pick up our first caller. Area code 310. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 310. Okay. Okay. That's weird.
Maybe I'll go for a bathroom break.
Yeah. Area code 651. You're lucky to be picked up on second. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. I was wondering if you have any insight surrounding the, I guess, tones that I've been hearing that I heard a few nights ago. It sounded like a high-pitched, kind of like that, but really high-pitched. And
I got fairies, Christiana. And I got chills.
Fairies. Oh, wow. What do the fairies have to say?
I think you have to tap in. Let's see if what Liz gets, and I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Liz or Or Janet,
did you have
an
animal come in?
If you want me to go first, so you can
have
a little more time. Okay. Hey, Christiana.
Hey.
That is the coolest thing. That's so cool. Because, like, when Mary heard the high pitch when I was talking to her about music and stuff, the high pitch comes in for different things, like for confirmation, like what she just had, and thing about the fairies. That's totally cool. I love that. They always say that the high pitch, we hear this. This is very common. When you start tuning into your spirit more, and the high pitches come. They say it's delving into the spiritual dimensions. It's the higher dimensions. It's the guides. Those are your guides and the fairies and all of them, the angels, everything. So that's mostly what the high pitches. I mean, literally, I've heard of this for years, and I get it too. Once in a while, I get the high pitch, but I just wanted to go with the animal now. It's the dolphin. I see the dolphin, and as a matter of fact, I think dolphins use those high pitches too. So that's kind of neat. Maybe it's a dolphin too, because dolphins use those high pitches.
Oh my goodness!
It just sort of all ties in, but. I can't find the dolphin in any of these books. I like to read what they are, but I can tell you what the dolphin is because I know it so well. They're in the water. You know, they're a water animal, and they are all about being playful and being happy and just enjoying life. And they're very spiritual too, and they're all about breathing. They concentrate on their breath. It's a good time to concentrate on your breath when the dolphin comes in. That's what they accentuate, is breathing. So it's real healing for you to have them around you. And they, here it is, they help you laugh. That's what their whole thing is to help you laugh and to bring your physical body into deeper wisdom, different states of awarenesses. They are, let's see, trans-dimensional beings, and I believe that. Mm-hmm. And they're very, they're really spiritual beings, but they're into having fun and laughing and connecting with humanity and traveling through interdimensional highways, which when you're hearing a sound like that, that's certainly what you're doing. And the dolphins make that noise. They make those noises, those high-pitched noises. I just love this. My goodness. So you, I'm going to pass you over to the ladies, and they will fill it all in, fill the rest in.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
This is Liz, and Jan, I've always heard that the dolphin, too, is associated with enlightenment and awakening, right, if you're leveling up. So it's perfect that it comes in. But I was also thinking as you were as soon as the word dolphin came out of your mouth, I saw Atlantis, and I thought, oh, how funny is this? She's part of our tribe.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so I have a funny story about the tones. I, my whole life, have had a hearing deficiency, and I've always heard tones, always. I've never not heard a ringing in my ear in some way, shape, or form. And until I started doing this work again, I had no idea that that's what was happening. I didn't realize that other people don't, unless you're tapped in, right? Not everyone hears those. Not everyone hears the tone. And I thought, really? I have no awareness that other people didn't have that. So it's cool that you are now hearing it, Christiana. How it's been described to me is like a radio station, right? So we're on maybe AM radio here in the human world in this form, and angels are on FM radio. And so we're not picking up their signal. That's why we can't understand it. But you can understand it. You just have to tune in, right? So that's where your meditation and your self-work comes in and, you know, quieting your mind, tapping into your intuition and your higher self. You'll be able to get the communication. You'll be able to understand what is coming through.
Okay.
How I was always taught that when you hear that tone, to pause, you know, take a moment and say, you know, close your eyes. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? The first thing that pops up, first person, whatever, that's the message that's coming through. It may be someone just popping in to say hello, you know, if you immediately think of a person. Or you may just have this idea come to you that is totally not anything that you were working on or anything, and that's divine guidance, right? These things will just pop in your mind.
I was saying a prayer and to Saint Rita of Cassia. And she helps with infertility. So I was asking for that lifted, and I had lit a candle, and that night I had, like, all these different tones, the high-pitched ones all around my room. So I figured some of it had to do with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So you called in, and your spirits were letting you know that they're all around you, right? Mary's thing with the fairies, I'm sure there are fairy fae folk around you as well. They, you can say they're not real, but you, when you have evidence, you just have to believe it. So that's where I'm at. And they're fun. And, you know, not surprising if you're thinking about children that the fae would be around, because they love kids. They love to play jokes. They love to be funny. They do little mischievous things, you know, like hide things on you. They don't take them, but they just move them around, right? And you're like, I know that I put this here, and you find it somewhere else. That's fairy creatures in your space. And that's just what they are. They're just little fun things. And they're very childlike, right? They like to have fun, and they're reminding you to have fun. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in life and being so serious that we forget to have fun. And when we relax and have fun, that's when the things we want come into our lives, because we let our guard down and we allow for that to come through. We're not trying to control it coming in. So the other thing, I did pull a card for you out of the Kyle Gray Gateway of Light Activation deck, and it is Solar Light Upgrade. So I think this is even more profound that you had mentioned, you know, you were dealing with infertility, because this, your solar plexus is right in the pit of your stomach. And, you know, it's all about your inner fire, your creativeness, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, all those things. And so, you know, I feel like you've been working on yourself. I know that you've called the show before. You know, you've been working on being a little bit more in tune and connected. And this is your, you know, this is your, hello, you've done well. this card is a big bright star surrounded by all this yellow light. It's beautiful. And it says solar plexus chakra, inner fire and willpower. And I want to read you the message that is from the card. It says, the light of the great central sun is shining on you, activating you to push onward and create. This is a perfect time to move forward with projects, goals, and intentions. Align your energy with whatever you are ready to create and experience. Focus on what you are ready to grow and where you are ready to expand. As you focus on your goals, you are giving them energetic encouragement to flourish and open. Like the warm summer sun kissing the ground, encouraging the flowers to grow and bloom, that sunlight has arrived. It's here in you now. So what you're trying to bring into your life, you need to envision yourself already having it. Picture how it feels when you have whatever it is you're reaching for. How does it feel to you? You know, what do you look like when you have that? What do you feel like? You know, where's your mindset? Envision yourself already having it. Believe that the universe is bringing it. It's already on its way. You just don't get to decide the timing. Just know that it's coming, because it is coming. It is coming. It's always coming in divine timing. So allow it. Relax. Have fun. You know, be, like I said, be childlike. Be playful. Allow yourself to relax and have fun, because that's when we're open. That's when we allow things to come in. When we're always doing the grown-up thing and we're grinding and, you know, and trying to control the outcome of how things happen, that's when we get caught up and stuck. So, envision yourself with what you want, how you want to feel. Feel that way. You know, trust that the universe is bringing it to you, because they are. And then, you know what? All of a sudden it'll be here. Just like that. So, that's my message I have for you. I'm going to let Mary share hers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That was beautiful, both Jan and Liz. Beautiful animal totem. And she is definitely right. The actual dolphins do make that high-pitched sound as well. So, yeah, I totally agree. But I'm still going to stay with the fairies that are coming through for you, because they're known for the to help you with fertility. So if you read up more about them and like tune into them, their energy, I was told to pull the card deck, my fairies card deck, and it's called the Oracle of the Fairies Guidebook by Karen Kay, and a card drew out for you, which is perfect. So the divination card came out for you. And it says, embrace your powers of divination, which are especially strong right now. You have the ability to see your current situation with crystal clear clarity. The fairies want to remind you that you can use divination to help you through challenging circumstances. Your energy is strong at this time, and you have the ability to see things that others may not. Perhaps someone close to you would benefit from your spiritual gifts. Anything can be used.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if they're the fairies that are in the little woodsy area right behind my apartment.
I feel tickled.
I say
that
yes.
One.
I immediately
so
got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I immediately heard giggling.
Yeah, and I got happy. So yes.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, and the card. Okay, so I have to show. Well, I wish I could show you the card. I'm like, I wish I could show you the card. So there's a fairy in the wood. So yes, 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 yes. So this is a card sitting in the woods with all her divination tools. So she has crystals, she has a candle, she has her oracle cards, tarot cards, and she has everything. There's mushrooms, there's, you know, flowers all around her, and she's leaning against a beautiful tree. So that would be key, too.
I have left offerings for them before in the past.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I just got chills. They love that. So yeah, I'm so glad that they came through for you, because that's exactly what I heard. As soon as you said the high pitch, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're telling me fairies. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go with it because that's what I feel. And then they want you to, it says anything can be used for divination purposes. These cards, crystals, a crystal ball, the flames in a fire, the stars in the night sky, water. In fact, anything that opens a psychic doorway can be used and will enable you to see backwards and forwards in time. Divination also brings you fully into the present moment. It's not about fortune telling for thrills, although future truths can be revealed. It's more about working with the divine powers to reveal what will help towards spiritual progression for yourself and others. Divination is a serious spiritual practice and isn't something to be dabbled with for amusement. You might experience visions or come to know things that need to be handled delicately and with empathy when sharing with others. If you feel confident, you could give readings to friends and family. You may feel drawn to do this professionally too. If this feels right, seek the guidance of someone who has been working with divination for a while and whom you respect. You can use divination alongside any other spiritual technique, which, you know, spiritual technique as being a healer like we are, right? A spiritual coach, whatever you choose to be, you know, the using the cards, you know, using crystals, I mean, anything.
Yeah, I do all of that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's time. It's time to embrace your powers. Christiana. So call on the fairy. That is so beautiful. I'm so glad they came through for you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, everybody, for the reading.
You're welcome.
And I just have one more thing. I just want to mention. Well, it's just actually a question, but I just love what everyone is saying here too. And I also wanted to tell her that with all this stuff that we do with fairies and all the crystals and all that, it hasn't gone against what my church or anything. That I totally agree with her. You can be with any kind of following that you want and still use these beautiful things.
Yeah.
Divination. You know, divination
beings.
Tools. You can still use them even if you're going to church or going to the temple or whatever. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But one more thing. I just wanted to ask you if I have to just say it because I thought of it strongly. I just want to make sure. Have you checked your vitamin B level also? Some people can hear things, those sounds, those tones when they've had vitamin B, low vitamin B. So just keep, you know, keep that in mind.
My vitamin levels are pretty good, actually.
Okay. That's good. I just wanted to mention it just to be, you know, cover all the bases, too. Just cover everything.
Okay. All right.
But,
well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're so welcome, Christiana.
You're welcome.
Make sure to give us a call and let us know how everything is going.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. God bless. Wow, ladies. Nice
Oh, that was amazing.
Nice to be back on.
Yes, right? Welcome back, Liz. It's been forever.
Oh. I love when you have those moments
messages.
Like you're so in the zone. I'm like, what did I just say?
It's beautiful.
Are
you guys ready
to go? So amazing. What you say, Liz? Gosh, both of you. I just listen to
you
both and just get blown away by you. I love listening
to
you.
Well, you're amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm working at it.
Don't count yourself, Dan. You have a lot of great skills.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to try to pick up caller number one again and see if they're on. If not, then I'll just move on. So let's try.
Okay.
Area code 310, welcome to Angel Answer.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. What's your name?
This is Vince calling from New York.
Vince from New York, how are you?
Not good. Not good at all. It's been about 5 weeks now I've been out of work. And I've had a lot of interviews, but nothing biting yet. I'm waiting to hear from a couple of companies. And unemployment has denied me pending investigation because I was fired from my last job. So I'm wondering if my unemployment is going to come through and if there's a job for me.
I'll see what Jan gets.
Oh, well, Vince, I'm sorry, but I keep seeing the horse. The horse is still here. You still have a horse. And this horse is running through a lot of – the horse is running, but the air is very thick. It's you know, it's cloudy and dark and a little eerie, I have to say, but the horse is running through it. And so I feel like that's where you're at. You're running through this thickness and you're trying to get through it. And that's what you're doing. But I thought of you so strongly last week, and I was even going to mention, or the last time we were on air, I was going to mention it. Because I was thinking about you and thinking that you're going to call in, and here you are. I knew you would be because I felt like you were going through some hard times. That's exactly what I felt. But
yeah.
I know that, but what I had felt before, I still feel. I still feel you will get a job. I'd have to do a meditation on when, because I would get the time. If I did
right.
a meditation, but just at a glance, the horse is running through this thick time, and I feel like this horse is going to make it, and you're going to make it. I know you're going through a lot of hard times, but the reading hasn't changed. I feel like you are going to come upon some good luck eventually. You just have to keep pursuing it. Just keep pursuing it, and I know it's a rough time. It is. It's a hard time. And I really felt for you last week. I felt sad, actually. I feel like there's sadness here, but you're going to get through this. I feel that you are. And so perseverance is going to be part of it, and it may be part of what you're needing to learn right now. And I think you should just keep at it. Don't stop. Do not stop putting out applications. Just keep at it. When I was trying to get a dance job years ago, it was not an easy thing for me. I didn't get in easily like a lot of the ladies did. It was hard, and I had to go through 35 auditions before I got my first job. And then I even got fired on that first job.
Right.
But then after that, boom, I got picked up. And then it was miraculous all the way for the rest of the years. I got job after job, and it was easy, and I flowed, and it just went. It was a miracle. But I'll tell you, that first part was hell. And what what I had to do was I had to clear my whole energy field, I had to do a lot of prayers and meditation. I did some chanting. And I just had to clear it all out because it was almost like, what? Why is this happening? How come I have to do 35 auditions? I've already performed for many years. I have experience. You know what I mean? So I don't think it was more of a spiritual thing. It was like I had to clear out some stuff before I could go on. And so, and I had to keep going. I couldn't stop. You have to just keep going. You don't allow it to get you down and put you to the ground. Because, and then while you're doing that, while you're doing your sending out more, looking for more jobs, do some spiritual work for yourself so that you can clear out your aura and your whole energetic system and come into a place of gratefulness. Because then it'll start turning around. I really feel like it's going to turn around. I mean, I see this horse running, just passing through all these things and getting through it. You're going to make it. So that's what I want to give you. That's what I want you to keep on keeping on and have faith in God, that God is more powerful than this dark period.
And
just know that.
And do you also see unemployment making the decision in my favor?
The unemployment. I'd have to do a meditation to know exactly what's going to happen with that, so I could give you the exact answers. I mean, if you want to get a hold of me and get a reading, and I can do that one question for you, I'd be glad to. But let's see what the ladies say here, because I don't want to give you false hope. I can give you an exact answer. I don't want to give you false hope. I'm feeling that you are going to get what you're needing. I do feel like you are. But you're like running in a dark. I'm seeing it. It's dark. I see this dark area that you're going through, and you got to come out. You're going to come out of it. But part of it is, I feel like you have to clear out your spirit a little bit, as much as you can.
Yeah.
Just in any way that you can, whatever you can do to do that, it's going to help in every way. I swear.
Okay.
I swear it will. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to call us back, too. Call us every week if you need
to.
Every week, call in so we can give you some good ideas and keep you going.
All right. Well, Vince, this is Liz, and I have to agree with Jan right off the bat about the horse in the fog. This is you. This is where you are right now because you're allowing your mind to take you there. And, of course, it's easy to do. It's easy to do when we are not working and we're worried about, you know, what's going to happen, how are we going to pay our bills, these are big life events that are a little, you know, unnerving, and it's hard to work through them. But it's very rare that we don't come out on the upside of things, that something doesn't always work out, you know, because it always does. Something always happens, right? You know, in the movies, someone is, you know, they're working so hard and they're trying so hard and they get to the last moment, right? And what do? Because they just can't take it anymore. They drop to their knees and they go, oh, my God, they surrender. And guess what?
Right.
That's what we have to do, too. We don't have to be so dramatic, but,
right.
You know, so what I saw, I pulled a card for you, but there was a couple things I wanted to tell you. I wonder, are you only applying for jobs in one certain field, one certain area that you know that you've done? Is that how you're doing it, or are you just applying all over the place?
Well, there's a couple of fields. I'm not applying for one specific job title, but there's a couple that I'm applying for because I've been in the manufacturing, production, and sanitation industry all my life, and that's pretty much all I know. So, like, one company that I'm waiting to hear from is a chemical company that I had an in-person job interview for last Tuesday, and they said that it'll be about 2 weeks and they'll let me know. And then I had a recruiter call me last week from another chemical company that he forwarded all my information to the manager, And I talked to him 2 days ago, and he said the manager has been really busy, but he put my application on the side because he was really impressed with my resume. And then I've been applying at Dr. Pepper Snapple, and, you know, so it's just for various roles, various jobs. So, you know, whatever I get my hands on.
I was going to say, manufacturing, isn't that the most boring, soul-sucking work in the world?
It depends on what position you're applying for. Like if you get a job like a material handler or sanitation, which is what I did, it's really great because, you know, you get to walk around a lot. You're on your own. You don't have to work with anybody else, and you can take your breaks anytime you want. You know, there's a lot of more freedom that you have.
So my life partner here, he has, when we were first together and had our son, he was in manufacturing. He worked for a large company that manufactured. And when he was on the assembly line, he absolutely was like the most boring person. Because it's just, you have to be a certain person to enjoy that type of work. But when he went to material handling, he loved it. So I know what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I really got the feeling that you need to just go outside your box. There is something that you're meant to do, and it is out there. Just like Dan said, I feel that, you know, it's coming. But apply for something that's totally off the wall, that's just something that you would not even normally put it interest you. You know what I mean? Don't go do something you hate, but, you know, something that you're like, I don't know, this might be a shot in the dark, but I see this, and it's just, you know, it's because I feel like the job that's coming for you is totally out of the normal realm for you. It's not something you've done before. It's not something that you necessarily know about, that you're aware of. But once you get in there, you're going to be naturally good at it, and you're going to love it, and you're going to feel like it is the place you always want it to be. So, you know, when you see this, like just something wacky off the wall that catches your attention, that you're kind of like, follow that lead, because it's just telling me that that's where you need to go. And it's what's for you. Also, you know, Mary, I'm sure will have these same words for you, but use affirmations. I am, you know, every morning say, the perfect job's coming for me. I know the perfect job is coming for me. And allow yourself to believe it and know, because it is. You're asking for it. You want it. You want that perfect job. You want the job you're going to be at to sustain your lifestyle, right, to make you feel comfortable, all those things, you know, write them down. This is, you know, I want, or say them out loud, however you want to do it, you know. That perfect job that I want is coming for me. And just believe it in your heart. Because the card I pulled for you is the Stargate Heart. And it says, heart chakra opening, unlocking, and generosity. And at first, I wasn't completely understanding it, but as I read the message at the end of the card, it made sense. And it's about what I talked about in the beginning, that trusting the universe, trusting that what you've asked for is on its way, and then the surrendering. And just surrendering to, this is where you are. You know, you're doing everything in your power to change your circumstances, and the things they're just not lining up yet, but they're going to, and you know they're going to. They always do. And we just have to say, you know what, it's going to happen at the right time. I'm going to be patient. I know it's coming. And believe me, I know that that's very tedious and hard and overwhelming to do. But try to just, even if you're saying it to yourself and lying. I had to do that for a couple of years. Tell myself, I know it's going to work out, even when I wasn't believing it. And you know what? It always did. And so as you keep doing that, as you keep forcing yourself to break that habit of going to the negative, the worst case scenario, and you start to make your habit that everything's going to be okay, it's easier, and you're in that mindset faster, and things are okay quicker. that makes sense. It's all about the manifesting, the law of attraction. And I think Mary touched on it a little bit at the opening of the show. And, you know, what you're putting out there is what you're bringing in. So if, when you're saying that perfect job is coming, that's what you're bringing, that perfect job. When you're saying, I'm not getting any job, the universe is saying, okay, not getting any job. It doesn't understand the negative and the positive. Because whatever you're putting out there is coming back to you. So that's why you have to be very mindful of your speech. But let me read you the message from this card, because then I think it'll make more sense. It says, your heart space is a sacred space deep within you. For some time, you have protected it with psychic shields that have not only stopped you from being hurt, but also stopped you from feeling love. This gateway appearing shows that you have finally dropped these shields and are ready to experience love. Universal wisdom wants you to know that this is your divine right. You are a highly empathic and generous soul who has so much to give, and you are being called forth to reveal the deeper and more vulnerable aspects of your being. Divine light beings are surrounding you, holding you, and encouraging you to relax. All the restrictions and blockages of your heart space have now been removed. The worst is behind you, and the world needs you. And that, when I read those last three lines, that confirmed the going outside the box, that job that you haven't done before, that's, you know, normal. You know, it's not your normal. Because this is you, you know, being, when we do something that we're not used to, that's out of our norm, we're vulnerable, right? We expose ourselves. We have a lot of insecurities because we're not sure of our ability. That's why I say that's your calling. That's the thing that you're just going to shine at and be so good at and help so many people. So it doesn't want to tell me what it is. It wants you to find it. But that's, you know, I just know you're going to recognize it and feel it from that it's something that piques your interest and you would not normally go that way. Just do it. Take the hunch. Because what's the harm in filling out an application and doing an interview? It can't hurt you, right? You know?
Yeah.
So do it because it's where you're going to be home. It's where you're going to go and find the career that you truly enjoy. So that's what I got to give to you, Vince. I'm going to let Mary share her message with you.
So awesome.
Okay.
Wow, that was beautiful, Vince and Jan. Wow. Vince, I'm just like flabbergasted because everything that both ladies said is exactly what the four cards that came out for you that just jumped out for you. And I know you've had these cards before. Every time I pick some of the postcards from Spirit for you, like numerous cards fall out. And I was just asking Spirit if I should give them all to you. And they said, yeah. So this one really resonates with what Liz said. There's going to be two roads, and the one less traveled is the one you're going to go with, or you should go with. It says, dearest you, isn't it amazing how things seem to come around again, full circle in ways you could not possibly have planned? You wonder how a dream could die only to be resurrected years later when you're really ready. You thought it was time back then, but your wisdom knows better than your small self, whose desires are unmet. Now here you are with a new opportunity to do things from a different, more mature perspective. We want you to trust that in this new opportunity for rebirth, you will be called in two directions, and the one that is unfamiliar will be the right one for you. In the unknown spaces, the uncharted places of infinite potential, we are waiting here to guide you into your fullest life. Big bounty will come if you remain in the present. You have come full circle, and now you can see that everything changes, is made new, and is given new hope, loving you always. So,
okay.
And the back is live your dreams, right? So what I'm getting from this card definitely is, you know, there's obviously going to be two roads, like Liz mentioned and Jan. You know, it's the one that you least expect you to take. that's the one that you should take, right? It's not something that's familiar to you, but unfamiliar. And that's where we grow, right? And spirit is there to help us, you know, and God is going to be there to help you as well. I definitely think that. And then there's three more cards for you. It says, dearest you, do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance, but you must let go and let us help you. I'm so chilled. Wow. You don't have to do it all. You've done your part. Now let us do ours. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings were being pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Wow, I'm so chilled, Vince. Spirit has a plan, and when you sign up to be a co-creator with us, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Your desires and plan meet up with those of Spirit. Remember, though, Spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us. Spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do our magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle has taken place. We love you so, so much. And in the back, there's a beautiful swan in like a heart shape. And it says, with love. Wow. I was so chilled with that one, Vince. That was so beautiful. Like, you know, again, like I was reading, I was jotting notes, and, you know, like God was saying, tell him to let go and let God. Like, you know, focus on something else. Don't focus on the lack. Focus on if you want to start working out more, like start walking more, start grounding. Like bring in the earth into your body and feel her, and, you know, just ground and start these positive affirmations. I mean, I could tell you one that I've been sharing with a couple of my clients, you know, it's positive affirmations with Louise Hay. And it's just such an amazing YouTube video, you know, of like what to think about, right? Because our thoughts become things. So whatever we think, if you're thinking lack, that's how you're going to stay with lack. If you're thinking that unemployment will not come through, it won't come through. So say, you know what, next week I'm going to receive it. And if it doesn't happen, just say, okay, maybe the next week I'm going to receive it. I know I'm going to receive it. I will receive what is owed to me. You know, that happened to me, Vince. I was 6 months without pay. And I just kept, like, I just told God, okay, God, I know that this is something that I have to go through for growth, for personal growth, and to trust in you, right? Because I needed to trust in him that I would be taken care of no matter what. And he did. I mean, I lived 6 months without pay, and I was fine. You know, and not to say it was great, but, you know, all my bills were paid, thank God, you know. So it's just a matter of trusting and letting go, you know. And there's so much good coming to you. And all these cards is just, like, amazing. And then this is another one. This is your third card. It says, here's wonderful you. To help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intentions take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And in the back, there's an angel with a harmonica, and it says, celebrate life. So, oh my gosh, these are so beautiful, Vince. And then last but not least, sorry, it's taking so long, but, you know, I have to go with what they give me. Dear Stew, a rigid tree branch breaks under strong winds, yet flexible seed weeds survive powerful ocean swells. Right now, we gently remind you that being flexible is a good choice when faced with life's challenges. Surrender your fixed ideas to spirit, who knows what is in your highest good and can deliver to you what you need in the appropriate form. In the moment, rather than fighting or being too sure of your way working out, be a little looser and allow for another outcome. Compromise can be the best way forward if you are to learn new ways of doing and seeing. Stay aware, curious, and teachable. Take life on life's terms. Your purpose may push you in a direction not on your map. Let it be so flexible. They wanted me to scream that out. Let it be so flexible that no storm can uproot you. In the end, you will still be rooted in the world in abundance, and you will indeed experience the beauty that is all yours. We love you so much with love. So that, I mean, I can't say so much about those cards. I mean, it's just so beautiful. I mean, just staying positive, letting go, letting God, keeping the faith, like Jan said, staying in the light, as I heard, you know, just stay in the light and ask for guidance. Ask your guardian angels to come in and help assist you with whatever it is, whether it's unemployment, with having everything. Push through, make sure that your finances, you know, are covered and or help you with other ways to find income, right? Or, I mean, I feel like you're being called to do something you've never done before. And I was being given number three, and it's so amazing because your phone number has a lot of threes. And that's what I kept hearing. I don't know if it's 3 weeks, 3 months. In matters to your question, but you know, I feel like everything is going to work out, but it's just a matter of thinking that it is, right? Changing our focus that it is, that it's being done. It's not, there's whatever's owed to us will be paid. So that's how I exactly said that everything that is owed to me will be paid. That's what I said every day, you know, and you know, it came 6 months later, but you receive a lump sum too. You know, they give you all the back pay. But they want me to give you this Louise Hay on YouTube to listen to. And it's, do you have a pen, Vince? Vince? Did we lose him? I think he's on the car phone.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, Vince, just in case you hear this, it's Louise Hay, and it's Attract Exactly What You Want with This Technique. And it's on YouTube. It's a free video, and it's developing your imagination and anything you choose to manifest. And it's a great video. I mean, I've shared it with lots of my clients, and, you know, it's really good affirmations and changing your thought process. So that's what I have, Vince. Give us a call next week if you like. Are you back? Vince? Oh, I think he's coming in and out. Okay, Vince. If you'd like to call us next week, we'd be glad to pick you up. Thank you, and God bless, and stay in the light.
All right.
And just
Thank you.
Oh, there he is. And just one more thing.
All
right. I'm glad he's there. Just one more thing, Vince. The messages that they gave are just so right on. They're perfect right now. That's just what I feel that you need to hear to keep your spirit going. But I did see, I love that they said to try different places that you're not used to. You know what I mean? And two places that I was seeing vividly were the airport and the grocery stores. So I don't know how you feel about it, but that's what I was being shown. So that's just an idea. So anyway,
okay.
Want to leave you with that.
Wow. I got chills with that one. Jen. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad. They showed up really powerfully. I don't know why. They could,
yeah.
It could be many, many things, but just think of that maybe. Just like what Liz and Mary said, you know, something that may not be in your realm, but just
right.
to try, you know what I mean? So, and just, anyway,
yeah.
I hope that you listen to this whole reading again, because what they said to you
yeah.
is the most appropriate readings of what you need to hear, I feel, for
mm-hmm.
to get you out of this fog. You're going to be okay.
Okay.
And hopefully you call
all right.
us next week.
Okay. Okay.
Have a great night.
The
message with Luis Hay, the YouTube, because I know you were cutting in and out.
I've been trying to get on there. I still have to go on there and take a look at it. So,
okay. So it's a YouTube video, and it says attract exactly what you want with this technique. And it's with
okay.
With Luis Hay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, and give
all
us
right,
a call thanks. Next week, okay?
Will do. Will do.
Okay. God bless.
You too.
Okay, ladies.
Amazing. That was
yeah.
amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that
really
was.
Was.
So amazing. That was so amazing. Wow.
So I have to say, I shuffle my cards in between callers to just keep my energy in them. I was shuffling, and a card popped out, and guess what it is, Jan?
What?
Memories of Atlantis.
Wow.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh. Yes. Memories, exactly. Memories. Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Isn't that neat?
I was like, I'm like, that's too funny. I'm like, that would happen. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right, so are you guys late? Are you ladies ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Area code 828. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Stan.
Hi, Stan. Do you have a question for us?
Calling you from Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, ladies, I've talked to you folks before. I don't know if I've talked to Jan before, but yeah, I'm the guy.
Yeah,
that,
we talked to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am the guy that, among other things, on the tail end of getting separated from my wife, who's a narcissist, and I have a 8-year-old son that I do co-parenting with him a week at a time, and I've got a I'm certified in energy healing, and I haven't launched my practice yet, and I'm working through a legal consent order to set up visitation, and I just feel like I want to know what the source or spirit wants to let me know through one of you ladies about what I really need to know right now. So I feel like there's something else that is either I need to do or it's getting in the way of me making progress. I mean, I feel like I'm making progress, but it seems like it's really slow. So there you go. That's my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jan, do you want to go first?
Sure. Vince, hi. So right away I see – I'm not Vince. I'm sorry. I'm still on Vince. It's Stan.
Stan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
As soon as you called in, I immediately saw while you were talking a dragonfly.
Oh.
And
cool.
So the dragonfly is all about falsehoods and deceit and illusions. They they look out for that in any, in the current situation or relationship. So that's nice that the dragonfly is there. And the other day a dragonfly came right to me and it scared me almost. It was a huge one and it was big and blue and it just like, whoa. And
cool.
And that's how I see, and it flew into the tree. They're astonishing beings. They really are. So when you get a dragonfly, it's a very special thing. Also, one of my guides comes in as a dragonfly, Eric, and I was thinking of Eric really profoundly today. So I feel like this is a direct message from Eric to you. And so if you're being entirely too rational about everything, you really need to tap into your deeper emotions. And this is a time of magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. Important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating and praying. And also you're going through a change and a major transformation. So that could be, then it says, so enjoy the process. It could be why things are, you're feeling slow is because of the, or you feel like not slow, but just, you know, it's why, you know, things are taking time. Is that it's a major transformation, you know, that, and that's what dragonfly is, represents transformation. So, also dragonfly represents detachment and, you know, it's also a strong connection to nature, plants and gardening, and maybe you might need to go outside and do some of that, or just get outside a little more. Yeah. And mostly it's talking about illusions, trying to find the illusions and things, which I think you're doing, which is what you're doing now. And so I think you've got a lot going for yourself. I feel real good about it. I feel like you have a lot going. I know you're going through a hard time, what you just said, but you're going to get through. You're pretty strong spirit here.
What I've observed, I just finished a week with my son, and I took him back to his mother yesterday, and and she, because of her personality or whatever it is, want to call that thing, when she communicates to me with questions, it's usually like accusatory or trying to find fault with what I do. And I do my best to stay in this, you know, loving, gentle place, but be strong. And I put a considerable amount of effort into responding to an email she sends me. And I get like very little response back. I mean, it's just, I don't get the same energy, you know. It's like I put all this energy out and what I get back is like taken from me, you know. And I'm not complaining, okay. I'm aware that that's what's going on, and I've been asking for help to help me to get to a place where I am able to not be affected by that. You know, just, you know, I give and I go, you know. And also, you know, what you said just seems perfect, because, you know, I have this knowing, but I don't have really anybody around me. I don't have many friends that are around me to say, you're on track here, you know. So it's good to, you ladies always help, you know, to help me to confirm what I'm knowing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, and I see a rainbow.
Dragonflies are really cool.
I see a rainbow right now too, and so I feel like you have help around you, guidance from the spirit world, the rainbow, and
right.
Which represents light. So I feel like you're on the right track. I think it's just really hard to go through what you're going through in this relationship. It's a hard thing. And that's exactly right. You need to have support. You need to have support around you so that it can help you get through it. And I feel like you're doing the right thing. So, you know, and it's going to pay off. I hate to say it that way, but it's going to pay off in the end. The way talking to her in your emails, just keep that up, because that always pays off no matter what. You know, being peaceful and kind.
Right. Well, Jan, last night I was really tired because I had to deal with a bunch of stupid drama from her emails and also, you know, remain cool around my son, you know, and happy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really kind of tired, really tired last night, but I could not sleep at all.
Yeah.
It was like the whole night I felt like I wasn't sleeping, but then I caught myself realizing that I'm dreaming something, so that means I must be sleeping, but I don't think I slept at all. So I was I was putting it out there today to for help, you know, to whatever that was, what that is, to help me to sleep.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's good. I also feel like going out in nature. I feel is that what you do? Do you go out in nature? I feel like that's what you do sometimes, or you should, or maybe you should. I keep seeing
It's been a while. Been a while since I've actually been in nature. I've been to the pool five of the last 7 days with my son.
Oh, okay.
Is not exactly nature, but it is outside in the water. So there's
it's
to
an
it, but
element. It's definitely an element. Yeah.
And I'm a water son anyway, so.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Well, that's helpful. That's very helpful. But I also, with this whole situation you're going through, and I'm going to hand you over to the ladies soon. They'll have cards, really nice messages for this. But what I'm also getting is that's like the first thing that happens to me when I'm upset. I can't sleep either. And so it's like you have to, as you know, have to surrender it and give it all to God, give her to God, period. Hand it over and let her be there with God and not you. And just somehow, and, you know, just say it out loud, whatever you have to do, say it out loud so that you can get some peace of mind, because you have to keep going and move on and keep taking care of your, you know, dealing with your son and have your life and all that. And I know it's just the hardest thing to do when you're going through this time. But energetically, I feel like you're doing well. I mean, I see it. You have a lot of light around you and the rainbow. So you're on your way. It's not, I feel like you're on a good stream here.
Yes, I thank you so much for
you're welcome.
Y'all being available and accessing this information for me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Dan, it's Liz, and I have some messages for you as well.
Okay.
And the first thing as you were talking and asking the question, I immediately thought, Why are you looking outside of yourself for the answers, for the permission slip, for the okay to do things? Because you already know everything you need to know. A lot of times we look for someone else to validate what we're doing or say, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And sometimes they're just not going to show up. Sometimes it's up to us. So that was the first thing that came to mind, so I wanted to share that with you. And you can chew on that.
Okay.
It's not always the easiest pill to swallow. But the other thing is, why aren't you applying your healing modality to your entire life, to this situation, to everything every day? Because that's, as a Reiki, right, that's what we do. We will you know, if I know I'm going to have a rough week at work, like I'm raking my work week at the beginning of the week, saying, you know, help everything to go smoothly, and, you know, I'm sending that energy there to help. And sometimes when we're newer at a modality, we don't think to do that, and maybe because you're so caught up in this, you know, which you should be, maybe you're not thinking about that either. So I'm throwing it out there for you as a tip.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it can't hurt, right? I'm sure that your healing modality, just like most other ones, is it doesn't do harm, right? It's always for the highest good. So if you're putting it out there, it can't cause any harm.
Right.
And also, as you were talking with Jan about the second part of how your son's mother, you know, treats you and behaves towards you, always remember that the way people treat you is a reflection of the way they feel about themselves.
Right.
So I actually, yesterday, I had a little bit of a confrontation at work last week, and I was, you know, a little bit stuck in that energy for a few days. And yesterday when I pulled my daily card pull, I was like, ooh, bam, I know what this message is about. And it was specifically about the other person and, you know, me, the way I, you know, took what they did as personal to me, it's not. It was about their insecurity. That's why they behaved that way to me. So I'll just tell you the message on my card was attack, pain, fear, judgment, and any form of separation are merely calls for help. So we have to remember when people behave those ways, when they attack us, when it's because they're afraid and they're scared and they need help, but they don't know how to ask for it. So they respond in the only way that they're used to, right? Because we're conditioned from our upbringing to handle things the way our parents handled them, which may not have been wonderful. So a lot of times we're anxious, right? We go into panic and we fight or flight. So remember that. And also make sure that when you're dealing with her, because you're aware that you're expending a lot of energy on this, and not that you shouldn't, you know, because obviously you're talking about your child. If you have some, you know, obviously there's a container that you want to keep around your child that doesn't look harmful on either side. You know what I mean? You don't want to attack his mother, and you don't want to feel attacked or play the victim, right? I'm sure you're trying to walk that line, sounds like.
Right.
So make sure that before you deal with her, whether by email, phone, picking up your son, any of those things, make sure that you're calling for protection before you go and have any interactions with her. Because she's an energy vampire, and she's done it for years.
She's
almost like, and she may not consciously be aware of it, but she is waiting for that moment. Like, she's just waiting to pounce because she knows where she can get that from. So it's intentionally, if that makes sense, because she isn't really aware that that's what she's doing.
One thing I have learned, which I feel good about, is even though I might have an internal reaction,
it's our ego coming in, right? It's higher self. Yeah. It's our that human side of us that goes, wait a minute, that's not how you're supposed to treat me. Instead of just saying, this person is expressing themselves in the way that they know best, right? That's truly what it is. We react and respond in the way that we were conditioned, whether it was our upbringing or things we went through in our lifetime. That's how we react and respond to people from what we know. And it's not always positive. And to break that, I mean, obviously you've done work and you're in the healing field. You know that I know that you've had to do this. You have to look at these things about yourself, and you have to become aware, and then you have to become vigilant to change them, right? And until you do that, it's never going to change. So until she becomes aware and wants to change, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I also have pulled two cards. I was trying to get one, but two came out, and I thought, well, this is interesting. So
okay.
It makes sense, though. So the first one is, and I'm not sure that I'm saying this right, but Anunnaki Light Code. Energetic shift, new information, end of a cycle. And so it says the Anunnaki are a race of cosmic light beings who have been coming to Earth since ancient times. The Sumerians and Babylonians acknowledge them as deities who govern the space between the worlds. And the message from them is great change is coming to you, but this can only occur if you are willing to shift your perception. You may be experiencing resistance to change, but please know this is simply fear of the new, not intuition. If you are wondering what is the best course of action, the Anunnaki are encouraging you to go with the new. Old systems, old ways of being, and old ways of doing things must be released if you are to evolve. Change can bring a sense of vulnerability, but will allow you to make a deeper connection to your feelings, gifts, and what is important to you. You are standing at a gateway of pure potential that will be ignited as soon as you move through this necessary change. Be open to new information, new processes, and new ideas. You are part of the new energy upon the earth. That was the other thing. That when you were saying, I'm waiting to start my healing practice, I'm like, what are you waiting for? What's going on, Stan? We need you.
I think I think the word you're saying is Anunnaki. I think is that the word you're saying?
I've never heard it. I think so.
Yeah,
it's Anunnaki. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're aware of this. You must have some connection.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've actually ever seen this.
Right.
And then the second one is the Orion activation, and this was just like chills from head to toe. Supernova, recreation, renewal, rebirth by light. So I'll just read you the message, and it says, all of your fears and setbacks are being stripped from your energy now. It is essential for your old way of being to fall away and for you to go through a process of renewal in order to move forward. The old stories of your life aren't yours to live out or to live up to. You are far greater than these limiting experiences. The beings of Orion are surrounding you now, and they see you as one of them, someone who has been born with the knowledge that they can live with great purpose and make a real difference to the world, whether on a global scale or in a particular corner of the planet. When you draw this card, you are being reminded that you have infinite star potential. So that's all I got to say.
Wow.
Drop the mic.
Liz, wow, Liz, you know, this is perfect. This is perfect because what I was – hearing or saying or something earlier this afternoon was that I just want to shift out of this place I'm in into a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
I'm ready to, you know, jettison some stuff. And that was really good. That's good.
Step in, man. Step in.
Drop the mic.
All right, I'll turn it over to Mary because it can only get better, right?
That's amazing. You left me with my mouth open, Liz, with that one. And Jan, too. What a beautiful reading. So this resonates.
I'm just delivering the message.
Orion.
He still has that
so,
rainbow coming through. I'm telling you, that rainbow, is, as soon as he talks again, he has that rainbow still.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Stan, it's beautiful.
So
I picked a card from Postcard from Spirit and then another one from the Angel Guides from Kyle Gray, and it resonates a lot. So the first card is, dearest you, we have a secret to share with you. If you ask us, all is well. It will be. Ask us if you are brave and you will have courage. Act as if you are loved and you will be a magnet for love and experience the love of Spirit. Ask us if your prayers have been answered, as if you are truly in sync with good fortune. How you think is how you will see the world. Interact with it and draw conclusions from it. If you want to be the person who has the life you want, co-creating and loving what is yours, you need to start acting as if that were true. Don't worry about the conditions in your life that seem empty or cavernous, chaotic or barren. These are temporary and don't even count. Defy them and act as if you're the luckiest person on the planet. You will be, for you already are. That's the real secret. Mm. You are infinite potential. Wow. Loving you so much. Rainbows explode in the ether for you. Whoa. I can't. That is so beautiful with the rainbows. Jen, I had a rainbow come in for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Sparkle.
Wow.
Look out.
Oh,
very good.
I would drop the mic, but I have one more card for you, which resonates with Liz's star, Orion.
Okay.
This one is vulnerability and freedom card came out for you. So she's holding on to a star and looking upon it into the sky, and there's water around her. This is an angel. And it says, angels are with you now to boost your confidence, because they can see how harsh some of the experiences you have endured have been. They want you to know that vulnerability gives you the chance to find a strength that will bring you freedom. To move into that freedom, your angel guide is encouraging you to take some time today to connect with the parts of yourself that you love and admire. Know that your sensitivity is not a curse, but a gift. You are an emotionally connected soul, and although recent waves of emotion may have overwhelmed you, those emotions are great reminders how much you care about living truthfully and in a positive way. So take some time now to value the traits and quirks that make you the unique person you are. That will allow the world to value them too. It isn't always easy to put yourself out there, but you are being encouraged to do so now. Drop the shields and barriers that you have put up, because these walls are preventing the world from seeing beautiful light. Your angel guide is reminding you that you don't need to protect yourself, because God can do that for you. Whenever you feel vulnerable or unsafe, old habits and patterns will want to kick in. But call in the light of God and surrender your need to protect yourself. When you give angels permission to come in and help you, they will. They will guide you toward freedom, joy, and your highest good. Wow, that is such a beautiful card and so very true. You are such a beautiful light. Wow.
Hey, Mary, what card, can I ask, what card deck? This is
the Angel Guide Deck by Kyle Gray.
Angel Guide Deck by
Kyle Gray.
What's the person? Kyle Gray?
Yeah, Kyle Gray.
Yeah.
Is that G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y?
G-R-A-Y.
Anyway, okay.
My cards are from the Gateway of Light Activation, his newest deck.
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, my cards were from his Gateway of Light Activation deck, which is his newest one as well.
Gateway.
So he's a very neat individual. He's Scottish.
I like that. Since he was 12 years old.
I got some Scottish background. Hey, so Mary, what was the name of your
deck? Me too.
My deck was the Angel Guide.
Angel Guide.
Yeah.
You know, my grandmother's family is Scottish, and I identify with that.
We
Dave,
have some
mentioned,
in our family
about
too.
Kyle.
Well, that was beautiful, and I hope this all.
That was amazing,
you.
Mary.
Thank you.
No,
amazing.
Yes, Karen.
What a I feel like a triple header here. It was a beautiful combination and how they all work together to come up with a similar theme. And it's exactly what I needed. And I'm so happy that I made it in under the wire again this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
It's not the first
get
time.
Get out there and
the
get to work,
Stan.
The
here,
world
yeah.
needs you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you all.
You're
love
so
Amy.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Make sure
okay.
you give
us
a call back.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless
you.
Good
night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. That was so amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That was like
whiz.
Full kills.
Wow.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is, I had a long break, but it's been like, I think it's been 4 weeks since I've been on the air. And last week was a very energetically rough week for me. I had some difficult moments, and I was a little like, whoa, taken aback by other people. And I was trying to stay in my lane and do my things, and I was having a hard time. And then this week has been a little chaotic and overwhelming, but, you know, I definitely wanted to connect with you ladies tonight because I knew that I was missing you, and I'm so glad that I did because it just put me right where I needed to be, right in,
yeah.
right back in alignment.
It does, right? Always.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I always feel so good when I work with you. It's just like, oh gosh, you know,
yeah,
just what
absolutely.
Our spirit needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's true.
Very healing.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Liz, what I did was I took down the numbers for next week's first few callers.
Okay.
So those of you callers that are still on hold will pick you guys up first next week. So there are about 3 callers on hold. So I've taken the numbers down, and if you call in at 7 p.m. Next Wednesday, we'll pick you up first. So have a great evening, ladies, and everyone, all our callers. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to our show and supporting us. Have a blessed evening.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Have a great evening, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you. And Linda Lauren will get you next week. I'm sorry we didn't get you. She wanted to call in, and I said we would get her, but there was just too many callers. So anyway, we'll get her next week. Thank you so much.
Yes, for sure.
Mary and Liz, that was so beautiful.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.